We're talking about a new water science program in the works at UW Green Bay here on The Morning Show. But first, we're going to check in on our spring membership drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Here is Cheryl Gasser. Good morning.
Morning, Kate.
And it is listeners, that means you, that provide the largest source of funding here at WPR. And this drive is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy. So give right now, bright and early, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, we have a goal this hour of 10 gifts, and we'd love it if you would be one of them, maybe the first. These hourly goals are so important because they really do help us stay on track financially. And we, of course, want to do our part here on The Morning Show to help keep these discussions going strong across the Ideas Network. So please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio has been around for a long time, more than 100 years, because we're committed to quality. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that quality is possible thanks to you.
We simply couldn't do it without you. Your contribution makes this program possible and so many others as well. And when you give, you're part of the quality that you hear every day on WPR. So please make a difference now with your gift of any amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe one of your first childhood memories was hearing WPR on your parents' radio. Perhaps you were a backseat listener. And since then, you've become hooked. You can't get enough of the news, the in-depth conversations, the music, great entertainment.
So now that you're all grown up, it's your turn to become a member to help pay for the hours of high-quality programming that you've enjoyed day after day, year after year. So please join the WPR family, support the radio that's been part of your life since you can remember. Start with a gift of $10 a month or $120 for the year at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Picture yourself cruising down the aisles of your favorite grocery store with $500 extra to spend. That could be you. You'll have five chances to win a gift card to a grocery store near you. So what would you buy with an extra $500?
I would buy buckets of olives, green, Kalamata, those two.
I need a lot of gluten-free items. I would love that. That would be fattening me up in no time.
I would probably end up buying beer and candy, but my wife would make me buy meat and vegetables.
Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing. Donate any amount right now to be entered. Here's how.
Yes, get the olives. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this spring membership drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you end up choosing, that is the right amount.
And you can make that pledge in any amount at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And know that supporting WPR right now, it's a great thing to do, and it only takes a few minutes of your time. It's quick and easy. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports stories. It supports programs like The Morning Show that keep you connected to our world and your own backyard here in Wisconsin. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 10 pledges this hour. We have one in the door. Thank you so much for starting us off. And we hope to hear from you this hour as well, because when you give, you make WPR possible. Do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you in that drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. Totally fabulous. In fact, you'll have five chances to win. So Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers, you're automatically entered.
Well, if you're not a sustainer yet, this would be a great time to become one. It's easy to set up. You make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And then whenever there's a drawing at WPR, you are entered automatically. You don't have to think about it. And you will be providing reliable support for the programs you love.
And I want to give a shout out to Steve from Prairie du Sac. Says, this $5 increase to my monthly sustainer donation is a small price to pay for everything my entire family gets from WPR. So, Steve, thank you so much for your gift. Make it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. We're talking about a new undergrad major at UW-Green Bay in water science. It's the UW system's first degree in this particular subject area. We're looking at the curriculum and the workforce trends in water-related careers here on The Morning Show. Think wastewater treatment, runoff, stream, hydrology, groundwater quality, limnology. What water issues are you seeing in your community? Do you see a demand for employees with a water science background? We're at 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. John Luchai is a geoscience professor in the Department of Natural and Applied Sciences at UW-Green Bay. He's coordinating this new water science major at the university. John, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Well, give us the nuts and bolts about what this new degree is.
Well, it's a new interdisciplinary degree that sort of takes the parts of different science fields and policy fields where water touches and kind of brings them together. It's the first undergraduate degree that's called water science, although there are a few others in the state that kind of do this. It's a degree that kind of will give our students something new that they can package together and go out in the working world and focus on water problems.
What kind of course options or research opportunities might this degree offer?
Course options, we've got a core in heavy in the sciences, between chemistry, biology, mathematics, physics, geoscience, at the lower level. And then the upper level includes most of the core water courses, from hydrology and surface water through to groundwater, and a policy course, geochemistry courses, and a few other courses that tie together the major water parts. And then we have upper-level electives that can let students sort of focus in areas that they want to pursue more, such as limnology, stream ecology, areas that are more biologically oriented. They could focus in public policy. They could focus in chemistry and analytical chemistry, things like that, or even pursue a minor to supplement the degree and really market themselves well.
You've said that the single greatest resource challenge of the 21st century is water. What is accelerating that?
Well, lots of different things. Certainly a growing population. Some things are decades old issues that are catching up to us. Sometimes it may be emerging contaminants where we're looking at problems that we didn't realize would be problems before. Sometimes it's in certain parts of the world, local climate change can have an impact, and people are concerned about global climate change, maybe making some water issues more extensive, like heavier flooding, major events, or maybe drying of climates in certain places that can make challenges for water resources such as groundwater.
From a geographical standpoint here, give us the basis for why UW-Green Bay is a really great place to offer this kind of major.
Well, we think we can offer our students something a little bit different than some other parts of the state. Certainly, we have a very complicated variety of groundwater issues in here, and that's my particular specialty. We are very close to the karst areas in eastern Wisconsin with some of the issues with nitrates, bacteria, and viruses in the groundwater. We also have kind of a naturally occurring set of contaminants in the confined sandstone aquifer that's fairly deep in our part of the state. We also have some interesting aspects of surface water, such as we have four campuses now that are part of UW-Green Bay. We call it affectionately Project Coastal,
between
Marinette, Green Bay, Manitowoc, and Sheboygan. And having four of these campuses essentially on Lake Michigan gives us and our students an opportunity to explore some of the surface water topics that are a bit different.
Yeah, that must be kind of a biggie for you. You're on the bay. You're on Lake Michigan. And so that really must be a good training ground out your back door.
It is. So some of my colleagues who work on surface water quality issues or biological systems, such as you might have heard of nutrient runoff problems with nitrogen and phosphorus in the Bay of Green Bay that produce cyanobacterial blooms and cause a hypoxic zone or a dead zone in the bottom of Green Bay. These are all big challenges that are going to continue for some point in the future. Also, people are studying fisheries and spawning habitats for northern pike and sturgeon and a whole variety of different aspects of fisheries and other aquatic life.
We're talking about how UW-Green Bay will begin enrolling undergraduate students this fall in a water science program. UW-Green Bay's geoscience professor John Luchai is telling us about this new offering. Students, is this degree something you'd be interested in? What do you think needs to be done to manage and improve water quality as the population continues to grow? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll keep talking about this right here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about how UW-Green Bay plans to enroll students in a new water science program as early as this fall. It's the morning show, but first we're going to talk about our fabulous spring membership drive as we try to look for little hints of spring along the way. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser. Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. So glad to be here.
And you count on the Ideas Network for great discussions, and it's your gift of any amount that makes these discussions possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
We couldn't do this without you. We got about 40 minutes left this hour. We're looking for 9 more people to join in and help us reach that goal. How about you? And of course, if you've already given, thank you so much.
And if you haven't, give right this very moment at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs that you enjoy.
Whether it's a 3-minute news update or a 60-minute talk show, you hear about topics that affect your life and you hear about them on the Ideas Network. In fact, here on the morning show, this week alone, we've talked about water quality and the state budget and sustainable travel. And Kate, I'm looking forward to Wisconsin weekend on Friday talking about the state's natural history.
Yeah.
I love this show because you love this program, because you love this network. We're asking you to help pay for the quality programs you hear every day. You can be part of it. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's really easy to support Wisconsin Public Radio, and really the easiest way is to become a sustainer. A sustaining membership is one that's ongoing, either from your bank account or your credit card or debit card.
And because it automatically renews, you don't have to remember to write a check every year. Some people give $10 a month, maybe $15 or $20. The idea is you pick an amount that works for you. Set it up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and then you can sit back and enjoy the ease and convenience of supporting great radio.
When you get your 2019 WPR t-shirt, not only will you share your WPR pride with the world, you'll also enjoy the soft, stylish comfort of this quality cotton poly blend tee. Where will you show off your WPR t-shirt?
Oh gosh, I'd wear it everywhere.
To work, to the store, hanging out with friends.
Walking, when I go to the grocery store. I just want everybody to see it.
You can wear your WPR t-shirt so many places. Get yours now when you make a gift of $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser, and it's your support during this spring membership drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible each day. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you end up choosing, that is the right amount.
And you can make that pledge at WPR.org. Join your friends and your neighbors who believe in the value of WPR and believe in supporting it. It takes the support of more than 50,000 members.
Wow.
Think about that. 50,000 members help make Wisconsin Public Radio as good as it can be.
And when you make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be doing your part to make sure that the news and the information you need is here every single day.
We are looking for 9 more pledges by the top of the hour, about 40 minutes or so to get them. Won't you be next? WPR is listener powered, and that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so very important.
Lovely 2019 WPR t-shirt. It's USA made, printed right here in Wisconsin. So artistic and creative. Really grabs you. Give $10 a month or more at WPR.org. Check it out there. Call 888-202-2552 and ask for your t-shirt.
And Kate, I think everybody loves this year's design.
Yes.
And you can see it when you make your pledge at WPR.org if you want to take a peek. Now, if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. Thank you so much. How about making today the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose? You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift right now, so important, it makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. UW Green Bay is opening up a new water science program, and it's a first-of-its-kind degree program for the UW system. We're talking about it here on the morning show. Learning that many people who work for water-related agencies in the northeast part of the state voiced their support for this program. Do you see the demand for this type of training program? What water issues are you seeing in your community? Join in at 800-642-1234. John Luchai stays with us to explain this new major. He's a UW Green Bay geoscience professor. And let's go to the phones now with John joining us from Richland Center. John, hi. What's on your mind about this degree?
Good morning. I have a interesting fact for your professor that they can talk about at school. 10,500 feet above sea level is where we were with the glaciers. Now, Lake Michigan is about 600 feet. Has it come back to where it should be? That's a 500,000 pounds per square foot of ice.
John, great question there. And let's pose it here to Professor John. What are we seeing on lake levels?
Well, I think what the caller is referring to is the thickness of the ice sheets back when the North American ice sheet was at its largest extent about 20,000 years ago. And while at its center it may have been that thick, here in Wisconsin it was several hundred meters, probably not quite that thick. But indeed we were covered all the way down south as far as Janesville. Lake Michigan is sort of the remnants of this glacial system where one of the lobes of ice scooped out Lake Michigan. And lake levels are the result of sort of the water flowing in and the water flowing out the St. Lawrence Seaway. The lake levels have changed, but they could never really get that high, or they would spill out over the divide going to the Mississippi, or they would run out faster. So the highest that they've been in the last 11,000 years or so is about 60 feet higher than today's lake level of 580 feet above sea level. But there are times in the past with drier climates where Lake Michigan was much, much lower, over 100 feet lower than it is today.
John, do you see that for this degree program that there are a lot of jobs out there, that these students will have a pipeline to water science jobs and being water professionals?
Yeah, that's something we did our best to try to assess. There's no one particular field called water science that the U.S. Department of Labor classifies. But what we see is that water touches nearly every field of science and technology and public policy. And many of our students that do have a water focus to their current degrees end up getting jobs either in industry or in government or in education that relate in some way to water. And we think this degree can maybe better prepare our students for some of those specific water-related fields.
And you had a number of letters of support for this new degree, including Green Bay Water Utility Manager saying there is a significant workforce shortage for the nation's water sector. Do you see this nationally and here in Wisconsin?
That's a little beyond my expertise, but based upon what I've read, yes, nationally that is a problem. It's an issue here in Wisconsin with lots of people in that sector retiring or planning to retire soon. Clean drinking water is never going to be something that goes out of style, so it's going to need a continuous supply of people that are qualified to fill those positions.
Earlier this year, Governor Evers declared this year to be the year of clean drinking water. Do you see this degree, as well as the work your students are doing, playing a role in that?
To some extent. I think that from the standpoint of putting a stamp on how important water resources are, specifically drinking water, for our governor's new initiative, that's something we can show our students as, see, this is really important. Someone's trying to address this problem. We do address this in a number of our courses that deal with surface water and groundwater in particular, but drinking water is a big challenge. It's going to remain a big challenge, both quality and quantity in the future.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
John Luchai is a professor of geoscience in the Department of Natural and Applied Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. He's been coordinating the new water science major at the university. Coming up, we look at flood mitigation as we might experience more runoff this spring due to the snowpack and deeply frozen ground. You can stay with us for a conversation about flooding right after this news update here on the Ideas Network. Talking about how to handle floodwaters as many communities keep a close eye on snowmelt this spring. But before we do that, let's check in on our spring membership drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser. Good morning.
Good morning, Kate.
And your gift right now, so very important. That's because gifts from people like you are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Your gift keeps this program, The Morning Show, and all the programs you enjoy going strong. So invest in your future listening right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kate, we've got about 24 minutes left this hour. We're looking for four more people to join in to reach our hourly goal. We can make this happen with your support. Your gift right now is so very important because, like Kate said, when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And thank you so much, by the way. If you've already given, we truly mean that. And if you haven't, the time is right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about this hour alone. So far, we've learned about a new water science program at UW-Green Bay, and we're going to be talking about the potential for spring flooding in just a few minutes and what property owners need to know. It's this kind of important and practical information that you hear every day with Kate, and these are the kind of conversations you can count on from The Morning Show.
WPR is listeners supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes these many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And this membership drive, we have an exciting drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. You'll have five chances to win. No contribution is necessary, and you can see all the rules at WPR.org. But better yet, be automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Thank you so much, John, for being a sustainer. Join John now. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser, and it's your support today, this minute, that keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And so whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
Take a minute and think about what you spend money on every single day. Maybe it's coffee or lunch out. Those are a few dollars every day. It's so easy to spend that kind of money on something that's part of your daily routine.
Yeah, and a few dollars, it's more than that. Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your daily routine as well. It's your daily news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn. So spend some money on it today and every day. Start with a dollar a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Three more pledges this hour will hit our goal. We are looking for three more people to join in, and we'd love it if you were one of them, because you make WPR possible when you give, and you can do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make these ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs that you love.
And you can join Nancy in Dodgeville, who says, I always donate in the spring. Today, on my way to a meeting that discusses current issues, I realized that I get more information from these programs like The Morning Show, than from most other sources. It's reliable information. Nancy, thank you for your support. Couldn't say it any better, because you count on Kate in The Morning Show for these great conversations. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks.
We're taking a close look at flood mitigation and what communities can do to be strategic about handling spring melt and rising water. There's extra urgency this year as many areas are still recovering from 2018's historic flooding. From August 17th to mid-September, we watched the water rise and rise across the state. And then these accounts.
Right now at 5, it is flooding like they have never seen before in Dane County.
It's being called a summer's worth of rain in just one day.
Check out Black Earth Creek. It is at its banks along the side of the creek. You can actually see cars getting washed into the creek.
Do you worry about flooding again this spring as the snow melts? Do you plan on taking steps to decrease your risk of flood damage? We're at 800-642-1234. Chad Berginnis is Executive Director of the Association of State Floodplain Managers. That's a national organization headquartered in Madison, representing 6,500 floodplain managers and promoting education and policies that mitigate the impacts of flooding. Chad, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me again, Kate.
So now what are we seeing here as this spring shapes up, as the snow melts? What should we expect when the warm weather comes?
Well, the initial outlooks issued by the National Weather Service show an above to well above normal flood risk for much of Wisconsin, especially the main stem of the Mississippi River and some of the Wisconsin tributaries. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we have saturated soils from this past fall. We have a heavy snow ice pack on top of that. And we're expected to be in a fairly active weather pattern over the next several weeks and potentially months. And so depending on the timing of the rain, the timing of the thaw, and the ability of the soil to drain that water, I think we're going to have a higher than normal flood risk for this spring.
Have we recovered yet from last year's historic flooding?
We have not. One of the things that that we've seen over and over across the country is that recovery from a large flood event like what happened in Dane County in the region often takes years. And in fact, even in some of the biggest events like after Katrina, for example, recovery isn't even complete after a decade. And so it's going to take several years for, I think, folks to recover and get back to normal.
Well, some communities still can't see over their snowbanks. You know, Eau Claire just broke a 90-year-old record for the most snow in a month this February. So what is the effect of these heavy snowfalls?
Well, the heavy snowfalls are one factor, but what honestly, you know, is contributing this year is the fact that the ground is just full of water. The ground never really had a chance to dry out from this past fall and early winter. And so when the ground is full of water and you have snowpack on top of that, the only place it can go is down our streams and rivers.
So what preventative measures should we be taking to decrease flood risk?
Well, the one measure that every single person can do right now, whether you're a homeowner, a business owner, a renter, is to buy flood insurance. And I say that, you know, kind of looking out the window. Yes, it's 5 degrees right now and the snowpack is there and we're not seeing flooding. But a flood insurance policy typically has a 30-day waiting period. And so by the time you're aware that floodwaters are coming, it's going to be too late to get that flood insurance policy. But if you're outside of a mapped flood zone, a flood insurance policy can be as little as about $200 a year.
So even if you don't live in a flood zone and that you're outside of the flood zone on a FEMA map, you should still really think closely about getting that flood insurance.
Absolutely. And this is probably one of the biggest misperceptions about flood risk in the country is that folks tend to think that as long as I'm outside of that marked flood zone on the FEMA map, I'm okay. But the FEMA flood maps only show one kind of flooding. It's that statistical 100-year flood. There's all kinds of flooding that can occur. We saw that here in Dane County with urban stormwater flooding. There's high lake flooding. There's riverine flooding. And even we just had a situation here at ASFPM where our own insurance agent, when we moved into our, as we're moving into our new building, we said we wanted a flood insurance policy. And our agent said, but you're not in a flood zone. And so if you get that from your agent, you should ignore that and still think about buying a flood insurance policy based on the risk you have.
Talking with Chad Berginnis, Executive Director of the Association of State Floodplain Managers, getting your thoughts. They're welcome. 800-642-1234. Was your community affected by flooding last summer? How did you deal with it? Are you changing your approach this summer? Chad, last August and September, you saw sandbags all over the place. Are sandbags a good strategy for households or businesses as they look at rising water?
Well, we still see that sandbags are probably what I would call a necessary strategy because they're so widespread in their use. However, ASFPM has a program, for example, called the National Flood Barrier Testing and Certification Program, where we test new technologies that are alternatives to sandbags. And so there, some of those are barrier systems that literally a homeowner can unroll, put around their house, and then as the floodwaters come, it rises basically to prohibit the waters from coming in, and then falls down when the waters leave. And the nice thing about some of these alternatives is that you don't have the cleanup mess nor the environmental hazard that you do with contaminated sand after a flood's over.
Are these alternatives to sandbags readily on the market for consumers?
You know, they're because it's a new technology, they are not as readily available, you know, as we'd like to see. And so, for instance, one of the things that we do with this program is that we maintain a website, nationalfloodbarrier.org. And that has a list of all of the certified products that have gone through rigorous testing done by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and a certification by a worldwide insurance company called FM Approvals. And all of those products have been tested and certified are on that website.
So there are an estimated 15,000 lakes in Wisconsin. Is this threat of severe flooding, you know, it's not going away. What are longer-term strategies the state should be considering as we look at managing flood risk on the long term?
Well, the strategies are really going to come from everybody, because flooding is a problem that we can deal with as individuals, as communities, and as state and federal governments. So at the individual level, probably the best thing to do is be risk aware. Go beyond the FEMA flood map. If you're going to buy a house, for instance, talk to neighbors in the area, ask if there had been stormwater flooding or sewer backup or those kinds of things. If you're a community, we need to leave room for our lakes and rivers to do what they do naturally, and that is flood and drain the land. You know, for thousands of years, humans have depended on that cycle as it would replenish the land for crops and agriculture. And so communities, through their zoning, through their subdivision codes, they can strengthen those to make sure there's room for rivers and the lands. And then at the state level, and we have two great state agencies that deal with flood risk here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin DNR has a floodplain management program that can provide technical assistance and work with communities directly on those codes. And then we have Wisconsin Emergency Management that has a hazard mitigation program that can provide grant funding. Let's say you have a house that's flood prone that needs to be elevated or moved. It can provide grant funding to help you do that.
Chad, you represent thousands of floodplain managers across the country. What is your biggest challenge? What do you grapple with together?
Well, I think our biggest challenge right now is getting ahead of development. One of the things that I see time and again in a lot of states is that you look at future development sites. Usually right now they're cornfields. And tomorrow, there are going to be subdivisions. And if we don't get out ahead of development through good land use codes, through good mapping, so that we identify those little bitty creeks and rivers that are going through that land, then what we're doing is we're actually creating tomorrow's flood risk by putting houses too close to streams and rivers and in areas and in ways that we shouldn't be doing it. So really, I think the biggest risk comes through a lot of communities' land use and zoning policies. And then the other thing I would say is that, look, climate change is real. It's happening. Here in the Midwest, it's a little bit different than on the coast. In the Midwest, we're typically seeing more frequent high intensity, you know, the 4 to 6 inch rain events that cause flooding. On the coast, they're not only seeing more powerful hurricanes, but also sea level rise. And so we've got to take future conditions into account.
Are the FEMA maps, do you find those to be a really good resource, that they're updated enough? Are they reflective of what homeowners are dealing with?
You know what? FEMA maps are a great resource. And again, probably a practicing floodplain manager like myself, we understand the limitations, but look, the FEMA flood maps are absolutely the first place you would go to look at flood risk. But we just want to keep the message that it's not the last place to go. You need to supplement a FEMA flood map with local information that may not be captured on that flood map.
Chad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Chad Berginnis is Executive Director of the Association of State Floodplain Managers. That's an association that promotes education and policies that mitigate the impacts of flooding. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're hear this conversation about flooding right here on the Ideas Network. You're with us on the morning show, and just ahead, we're going to be taking a look at sustainable travel and what it means and how to do it. But first, we're going to check in on the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser. You rely on the Ideas Network for informative, interesting discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like the morning show going strong.
Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that is why your gift of any amount right now makes such an important difference. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we need just a few more pledges to go this hour to make our goal. We have about 6 minutes to do that. Just you and a couple more people, we can do that. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs that you enjoy. So make your donation right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, last hour we heard about the potential for spring flooding and what you as a homeowner or business owner could do about that to mitigate your the flooding in your area. This is the kind of practical information that you hear on the morning show, and we hope that you'll support it.
WPR is listener supported. And that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you this morning and then make your gift.
And we know that you're giving to support the great programming, but we also have this beautiful new T-shirt this year. It's printed right here in Wisconsin. It's USA made. It shows how WPR is everywhere that you are, whether you're in town, at home, in the great outdoors. So show off your WPR pride, your Wisconsin pride, and ask for your WPR T-shirt. Give $10 a month or more, and it can be yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
I love to hear that. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser, and it's listener support that's the biggest source of funding for all the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during the spring membership drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you end up choosing, that is the right amount.
We live in a generous society. We are quick to help a neighbor or coworker in need. We chip in for good causes, and you can contribute to that tradition of generosity when you support WPR right now.
And if you've never given to WPR before, step up and give right now. Be counted. When you do, you'll be funding the programs that you and so many others benefit from each day. Many first-time donors give $100 or $10 a month. The amount totally is up to you. The important thing is you make your first ever gift right now at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552.
Here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we work on the honor system. You don't have to pay for your listening, but when you do choose to support it, you make all of the WPR programs you enjoy possible, programs like The Morning Show. So how about a gift right now of $10 a month?
You decide the amount and then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is listener power. That's why your gift right now is so important. You can make it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help us reach this hourly goal.
Looks like we just are one pledge away from making that hourly goal. That is awesome. So get in, make a pledge. Your gift right now is so powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio.